Good afternoon. The rounds of showers early this morning have now departed, and we will have a return to sunshine gradually from west to east across the area today. A breeze out of the west will begin to pick up, and temperatures will be comfortable and warm with readings in the middle and upper 70s. High pressure will build in, and skies will be mostly clear tonight. Once again, it'll be comfortably cool, with many places back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. A disturbance sliding through the Midwest will head down the Ohio Valley and off the Mid-Atlantic coast during the day tomorrow. On this track, we will be on the northern fringe of clouds and maybe even some showers as far north as I-90 for the first part of the day tomorrow. The best chance of a steadier rain will be in the lower Hudson Valley and along the immediate coast. Everyone, though, will go back to sunshine during the afternoon hours tomorrow, and highs will be in the mid-70s. At this point, high pressure will set up for the day on Friday, keeping skies mostly sunny, and this will allow it to get warmer with highs in the lower 80s. A ridge of high pressure both at the surface and aloft will dominate for the upcoming weekend. Humidity levels will stay on the comfortable side for the day on Saturday, even as temperatures warm with mostly sunny skies. Highs will be in the middle to upper 80s. On Sunday, humidity will start to creep in with a south-southwesterly wind flow, and with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be around 90. Some disturbances in the mid-levels of the atmosphere as well as a cold front will start to approach early next week, and chances of thunderstorms will begin to climb on Monday and especially Tuesday, with highs in the upper 80s to start the week and by Tuesday back down into the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of eastern Iowa, southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, northern and central Indiana, southwest lower Michigan, and west central Ohio. Surrounding this area, there's an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the upper Mississippi Valley, southern Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, and central Appalachian Mountains. Rich low-level moisture with near 70-degree dew points will advect northeastward through the warm sector today, resulting in a corridor of moderate to strong instability from the mid to upper Mississippi Valley through the Ohio Valley. Meanwhile, 60 knots of mid-level winds rotating through the base of an upper-level trough will result in strong, effective bulk shear, supportive of supercells as the initial thunderstorm mode. Very large hail will be likely with the initial storms, along with the threat of a few tornadoes, especially across northeastern Iowa, extreme southern Wisconsin, and northern Illinois. However, storms should eventually grow upscale into a fast-moving, forward-propagating mesoscale convective system, or derecho, with primary threat transitioning to damaging winds as storms continue through the Ohio Valley and southern Great Lakes. Parameter space appears favorable for a swath of significant damaging wind during the late afternoon and evening hours. The threat for damaging wind will likely continue into the central Appalachians tonight before the activity weakens overnight. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 123 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston increasing clouds with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high, 95, set in 1954, and the record low, 37, in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. The risk of a shower may be a thunderstorm this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny and breezy, with temperatures in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows near 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, with highs around 80. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine and breezy this afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-70s, mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds breezy this afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some showers in the morning south of I-90, drier to the north, increasing sunshine everywhere tomorrow afternoon in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny, lower 80s Friday. Mostly sunny, mid to upper 80s Saturday. More humidity with a mix of sun and clouds Sunday near 90. Scattered shower or thunderstorm Monday. More showers and thunderstorms possible Tuesday with highs in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.